This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
More than 400 dairy farms across Kentucky are being celebrated during the month of June, which is Dairy Month. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Quarles says the celebration has been somewhat different this year.
Usually Warren Beeler and I are milking a dairy cow on the steps of the Capitol. June is Dairy Month, and if there's ever a time to say thank you to our 400-plus dairy men and women farms, that is, June is a month to do it. Get some ice cream. Use a little bit more butter when you're making dinner at home like I do.
Quarles says do something extra this summer to help out her dairy farmers.
With schools being more or less closed right now, they're one of the biggest buyers of the end product of fluid milk. And so times are tough. The CARES Act is helping out some. But if you don't mind, maybe go out of your way to not only say thank you to a dairy operation, but vote with your taste buds and buy some more ice cream, buy some more dairy products and yogurt during the month of June and year-round.
He adds milk plays an important role in our lives.
I like to remind people that milk is part of a nutritious diet. It's actually a little unknown fact here, but milk is actually the official state drink of Kentucky, and it's part of our Kentucky High School Athletics program as well.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in, farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think of farmer.